Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins. This is WBUR. A former Boston College student is facing a charge of involuntary manslaughter related to the suicide of her boyfriend. Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins says a grand jury has indicted In Young Yu for reckless behavior. Yu has left the country. WBUR's Steve Brown has the story.
22-year-old Alexander Ertula leapt to his death from a Roxbury parking garage in May, just hours before he was to graduate from Boston College. D.A. Rollins says a search of his phone provided clues as to what led to his death.
Suffolk County prosecutors and the MBTA Transit Police detectives determined that Miss Yu was physically, verbally, and psychologically abusive toward Mr. Ertula during their 18-month-long relationship.
Rollins says Yu was able to track Ertula's location and was present at the garage when he jumped to his death. Investigators discovered in the 2 months before his death, the couple traded more than 75,000 text messages, with Yu sending more than 47,000 of them. Rollins added that Yu made demands and threats with the understanding that she had complete and total control over Ertula, both mentally and emotionally.
The investigation revealed that Miss Yu used manipulative attempts and threats of self-harm to control him. It also found that she was aware of his spiraling depression and suicidal thoughts brought on by her abuse, yet she persisted, continuing to encourage him to take his own life.
Since Ertula's death, Yu has returned to her native South Korea. Rollins says her staff has been in contact with someone who claims to represent Yu and are attempting to get her to return to the United States to face charges. Rollins says if she does not come back voluntarily, they will use other methods to extradite Yu back to Boston. Rollins says while the case is a tragedy, it's just one example of the systemic epidemic of domestic violence.
Domestic violence does not manifest in one particular way. It can include forced isolation from friends and family, physical assault, stalking, economic coercion, emotional threats, sexual assault, and psychological intimidation. Domestic violence is not perpetrated by one type of abuser. A perpetrator is not limited by their gender or the gender of their partner.
The case is reminiscent of another Massachusetts texting suicide case. Michelle Carter was convicted of encouraging her former boyfriend, Conrad Roy, to take his own life back in 2014. Carter was convicted in 2017 and began serving a 15-month sentence earlier this year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.